Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of Zero Dark Nerdy.
Pop!
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I forgot.
A subdivision of Multi.
Pop!
Jerome, the most notorious pop culture podcast on the planet. This is Brian, a.k.a. El Nino, joined today with...
This is Jordan Brown, a.k.a. Doodoo Brown.
Fresh meat, bitch.
That was very public access of you.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
My name's Matthew. I'm a.k.a. Patient Zero.
So today we are going to be talking about It Ends, or It Chapter 2.
It Chapter 2.
It Part 2.
So I saw the first movie. Not the 1945 one, but
damn,
the,
man, I think it was like 89.
It's 89. It was. I love Skarsgård. I do.
Right.
Like, he's great Pennywise. He's a great Pennywise. But this movie made me wishing for what's his fuck back.
Oh, Tim Robbins.
Tim Murray.
Curry.
Tim Curry.
We are a shitty podcast.
We will get a fact checker one of these days.
I just like watching you squirm.
I was squirming, boy.
But hey, it all rhymed though. It all rhymed.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay. Exactly. So, anyways, it was. First of all, it wasn't it like goddamn near 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It fucking felt it.
That's why I couldn't go.
It was riddled with pacing issues. I fell asleep multiple times. I did.
I was sitting right next to it.
Yeah. It was always. Definitely the luxury.
If a movie drags, those seats are great, but if the movie drags, you will pass out. You've seen me pass out and shit before.
Yeah. I'm throwing popcorn in your mouth. But, man, I'll tell you what. Okay, so my biggest issues with it, pacing issues are fucking atrocious. Like, it was so slow. I watched the first, the new it chapter one, whatever, and then I read it, the book. I read the book, the whole book.
Okay.
And then I saw this, and I almost wish I hadn't read the book. It stays true in a couple of places, but very fucking few of them.
But it doesn't translate well.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, right. And that's a good point. But also, that was a long fucking book.
Yes. Congratulations, by the way.
No shit.
44 hours of audio is what it was.
Good.
Oh, I thought you actually read it.
No, like, I don't read. I can't read.
No.
Man, someone has to tell it to me. Like, I'm a fourth grader.
Now, can I ask, like, do you do it in the car or at the gym? Like, where do you do your audiobooks?
What kind of psychopath listens to an audiobook in the gym while they're trying to work out?
Very good point. So, in the car, then.
Yeah, just in the car on long trips. Thankfully, I was going back and forth to see Skylar in Atlanta.
Okay.
Shit like that, so I had a lot of time and whatnot. But, I digress. So pacing issues. I went and saw the first movie, then I read the book, and I think that might have hurt this movie also because, God, I was just – the fuck was that?
Thunder or lightning?
Jesus.
It might have been.
It was Jesus. Yeah. No, but okay.
Jesus was in the chair.
Goddamn, still the best quote. Our best quote.
Still the best quote to this day. Episode 1.
So, like I said, that it might have hurt that because I was just trying to do it. Like I was trying so hard to put what I read to the screen, and it's hard to do that anyways,
right?
And it's fine, but some of the things they changed, they didn't need to fucking do it. Like, for instance, in the first movie, they killed Henry Bowers. They killed him. Let's fucking face it. They threw him down the well and fucking killed him.
Right.
Was he dead?
He was – do you see how fucking far down that hole goes?
True.
He should have been dead. We were led to believe he was dead.
Right.
In this movie, he just washes up on the shore like – I'm like – there he is. Yep. There he fucking is.
I didn't know that was the sound you made when you washed up on the shore.
It sounded exactly like every time.
Yep, right out of the drain. That was unnecessary.
There were a shit ton of jump scares.
That was okay.
Unnecessary.
Yeah. And that brings me. So that's number three. Did I say it too? Yeah. The differences between the movie and the book.
Oh, gotcha.
Number three, the fucking jump scares. That movie chose to try and scare its audience in the dumbest way possible. Right. Like, I mean, they literally, it's essentially them calling us retards because we're sitting there like trying to be scared.
Right.
And they're like, oh no, here's this insanely cheap way to do it. Because, and every single one was so telegraphed, it wasn't even fucking mm-hmm. funny. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, close up of a face, looks one way, close up of a face, no something music, yeah. No music, no sound.
Right. They're not.
Stupid. The CGI was awful at times. Like, all of the monsters that Pennywise became in this one.
Yeah.
Essentially looked the same. It was either a rotting zombie mm-hmm. or yeah, a spider.
The leper was back. Yeah. The spider, that old lady.
The old lady, yep. The thing in the water, whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
All looked like just rotted zombies.
Right.
And, I mean, the fucking Paul Bunyan, that was pretty good.
Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan was good. But anyways, so, and the fourth thing, this is by far... I don't know why I think this, but this is James McAvoy's worst of his fucking career, his worst performance.
Really?
Easily.
It was wow. So bad.
Double confirmed.
So he played the stuttering kid?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
He didn't
do it.
He just walked on set and be like, oh, tell me which words to stutter.
Yeah. Literally, like oh, he was like, so what does a stuttering, what does that mean? I'm just now learning this word.
Right. So, dude. He did an American accent and stuttered stutter. It.
Kind of. Oh,
Jesus.
It was bad.
Oh, God.
It was bad.
I heard, I did hear, and I mean, you know, if you guys can back this up, that Bill Hader was the shit. Was he good in this movie?
Bill Hader?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the best part of the movie.
Okay.
I would say that, yes.
He's the best part of the movie, to be honest. Him and...
aside from looking at Jessica Chastain.
Oh, Jessica Chastain.
She is easy.
Her just sitting there thinking is like, oh, man, how are you doing
today? She's such a fox, and I don't even know why.
But Bill Hader...
He's the kid with the glasses, right?
Yes.
From the first one.
He's the kid from Stranger Things.
Yes. Right, Finn.
So there's... So him and Richie... Richie Tozier is the character's name, but the funny one, essentially.
Yeah.
As a kid. The
loser.
Yeah.
The one with the...
Yeah, the fucking...
The fat kid.
No. That's...
The gazebo's kid.
Yes.
He had his arm broken or something.
Yes, that's
anyway,
right.
His adult counterpart, first of all, looks exactly like him. Like I don't know how they did that shit. Like, they were like, what? Wait a minute. You guys look exactly the same. Hey, guys!
But the thing is,
come
like, all of those grown-up roles
yeah.
were, like, the exact kid roles, which, I mean, you're not going to grow up 27 years later and act as neurotically as you did when you were a kid. Everything was spot on. Like,
well, that was...
They just walked in the door, fuck you.
And that's... I agree with that, but... remember, they like Bill's stutter comes back,
mm-hmm.
and like they all get the glass cut on their hand, and I guess that's the way the book made it seem like they really didn't grow up as kids. Like they didn't grow up when they come back into town, they kind of just revert
because everything regressed.
Oh, yeah, yes. It's like The Simpsons, where it's like the same no matter what. You never really leave. Like you're
there's
the
no
same
growth.
Age.
Yeah,
right.
There's no growth. No growth.
Right.
So, anyways. Fuck this movie. I was so
as adults.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing they fucked up. Like little differences like that. Like when they all like they added Mike Hanlon, the black guy.
Yeah.
Whenever he called them, and they were like, "You lied to us, man."
Yeah.
Like that wasn't in the fucking book. Yeah. They knew what they were coming back for.
Right.
They were all happy to fucking do it. Well, not happy to do it, obviously, since Stan Uris offed himself in the bathroom. You probably didn't know that. You little ignorant slut.
Dwight, you fucking, ignorant slut.
So.
He wrote them all letters?
He wrote them all letters. Which also wasn't in the fucking book. That was... that pissed me off.
Like, I feel like it's going to be a theme throughout the rest of this episode. Because we're also covering Stephen King movies, too.
Yeah, so, at the end of the movie, they all magically get a fucking letter from Stan.
Yeah.
Who has been dead the whole movie.
Who wrote the same letter...
To everyone.
Four times, five times.
Handwritten.
Handwritten
letter.
Oh, God.
To all these people. And it's just like... It's like some happy thing about, I knew if I would have gone there, I wouldn't have had my full head in it, and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, aw, Stan, you killed yourself real good, bud. Like, and it was supposed to be happy, and I'm just sitting here like, this man killed himself.
In a bathtub.
Yeah. In a bathtub. Because he was too
He was a pussy.
He was a pussy. Right. He was too chicken shit to go fight it, which he already did. And they won once, so what a little
call
scary.
Your crew.
Yeah.
But we're going to fucking squad up. Let's squad get up. Beat this motherfucker. Yeah.
Not Stan.
Nope. And you know what? Stan would have been really fucking pissed off to still be alive, go there, and then just fucking bully him
and
to death.
Win. That was the dumbest shit.
That was
and
the
I know,
dumbest
like,
shit.
It, you know,
sure.
It correlates
sure.
to the...
But the way that they fucking did it, man, bro, like, the way...
No, it's the execution.
Hate is real.
It did not translate well at all.
So bad. I mean...
There's other ways to make people feel small.
They were like, oh, yeah, let's call him names.
And they did.
And, like, this is like, shit. After Pennywise, like, as a giant fucking spider, which I think they did a pretty good job of that.
Well, yeah. That was,
I mean,
the
there's
same
nowhere to go
one.
But up after the original. I mean, the giant spider is probably the biggest... Fucking laughing.
Well, he did that again. He was that again.
He was a giant spider.
Right. But, mm-hmm. I mean, if you go back to the original one, though, that thing would look corny as hell. That's the least scariest thing of the whole movie is a giant spider. I felt like I was playing Contra.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is the boss?
First of all, bastard.
Well, Contra, I love Contra.
Contra is terrifying and difficult.
It was terrifying.
It was. But anyways, I really wish I would have wrote notes for this because I want to tear it apart. Genuinely.
I'm glad you didn't. We'd be here bashing shit for an hour.
So.
Kind of
so,
ruins
okay,
my day.
So, okay, time out. I give this movie a 4.4 out of 10.
Thousand. Yeah, not out of 5.
I'm kidding. I give it a 4.4 out of 10. Mainly, like I said, any scene, like the scene where Dembro, where he is an adult and he's shaking that little kid with his skateboard in the street, and he's like, "Don't go there, stay away from him," and I'm just like. Why? Like, if I looked out of my door and saw some strange fucking man shaking my child?
Yeah.
He wouldn't need to be scared of Pennywise.
Right.
I'd fuck him.
I was like, you're leaving one part out.
Shit, I forgot. I'd be like, he had literally just gotten off of his front porch, like skated a little ways. And first of all, God, Bill is sitting there screaming into a gutter. I know you're in there. Blah, blah, blah. Why did you take my brother? Shit like that. Which wasn't in the books. Hmm. He just happened to be, he happened to come across this kid who's riding a skateboard and
who lived in the house that he used to live in.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
And he had, Bill was riding Silver and his bike. And he just was like, hey, be careful on that thing. And they started a conversation. But in the movie, to goddamn with that, he fucking starts in the middle of the street in broad daylight.
Don't you go in there.
Don't answer him. And I'm just like.
Please don't be mad at me.
Me, Mouse. And I'm just like, James. When did you do your study on people who stutter?
He did not.
Did he watch Tropic Thunder and just do Simple Jack?
Simple Jack.
Simple Jack.
Yeah. Essentially. Please. That's how bad this movie is. We're comparing it to Tropic Thunder.
Hey.
Hey, now, Tropic Thunder's fucking
funny,
man.
You never
go
full stutter, man.
See? And are there any other funny moments in that movie?
It's all
I just,
Robert
why do
Downey
I sound
Jr.
like I just hate, hate movies? I just hate do hate, I hate, hate movies?
No, you have a certain standard love, and you want to be entertained. Yes.
That's true.
And true. There's no bright side.
And I do not. No, there was a bright side. There were
it's a small little rainbow.
There are a couple of bright sides to this film. And I'll state them now.
Okay.
All right.
That's it?
That's
You're
it?
Done?
Yeah, okay. I'm done. I'm good.
I didn't hate the movie.
Here you go.
Right?
Right.
Sure. We're all in agreement on that.
Yeah.
Because I just said it.
And then, confirmed by the council.
I'm actually gonna,
yeah, that sounds right.
Let's actually cut and rewind it back so we can hear you say it again.
I'll just say it again. I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was executed well. I appreciate how part one stands on its own.
Right.
It's its own movie.
Right.
It didn't really need, I guess, like, you know, to the true fan, to stay true to the book, yes, they needed parts to finish it. But the children's acting way outshines the grown-ups' acting, even though they were acting as the children.
Right.
Which I think was the problem. Because you can't get range if you have to be this kid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Plus, even if we don't grow up all the way, like, you're still going to be a little bit more mature version than you were of 15.
But that's
when you're
the
30.
Whole mystic of Derry.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, right.
Yeah, so, because, you know, Mike was like, I've been here the whole time.
Yeah. Sure did. Sure did.
Yeah, motherfucker's famous now.
But.
And that was another thing. Like,
damn,
okay,
damn.
Okay. God damn it. Like, they made, I was about to be, because in the book, I knew that Richie dies. No, I knew that happened.
Yeah.
However.
That was done well, I think.
That was done well. It was. Why did I start to think I was about to be, you know, as a half black man, I was about to be very mad. Like, he was, they made.
As a what?
Half black man.
Okay.
As
a coxman.
They almost made Mike to be the bad guy. When they're like, you lied to us.
Yeah.
That part where he was like, where the ritual of Chud was like required a sacrifice.
Right.
Not in the book.
Right.
Why did they make the black man bad? Yeah. They tried to make him bad.
He was a witch.
I was like, sorry. I was like, God damn it. They're going to kill him now because they made him bad. He lied. They like, the audience is going to be like, bad boy. Kill him. And the way this movie
is a national release.
We live in Rockingham now.
My boy. Mm-mm. But no. And another thing.
You don't belong here,
the
boy.
Ending of the fucking movie.
Yeah.
But
it was just, I mean, it wasn't wrong, but it wasn't right.
It was so, like, it ended so happy
and
giddy and, like.
It ended in 1989.
It literally ended with them talking. Mm-hmm. Like, a person talking off a script. Like, just like. Oh, I mean, I guess
while the kids walk down the street and faded away.
It was a fucking 1989 finish.
Yes.
Right. Like, in true detail. There was nothing upsetting about it. Beverly and Ben, the fat one, got together.
Who's no longer fat.
Who's no longer fat. He's actually ripped as fuck. Yeah. he was a good-looking man.
Yes.
And how about they got him to take his fucking shirt off and show his abdominables? That's not a word.
And another thing!
Oh, shit.
Bro, it really grinds my gears.
It's filled with flaws. It's riddled with flaws. But I don't... But it's not at the same time. It kind of, I mean, I get the whole black guy shaman lying thing.
Sure.
That's weird. Why did you do that?
Yeah.
But, like I said, they're confined. These great fucking actors are confined to what these kids already did.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
So, you know, they had to either do it exactly the same or better.
That's right.
They did it exactly the same. And it didn't work.
It didn't.
I gotcha.
And another thing, they like. I'm just like, as I'm sitting here thinking about it, more and more like things they didn't need to change are the only thing. Like, I get that transferring onto a screen is tough, and they had to compress a lot of shit into a little bit of shit.
Mm. I do that every day.
That's called this thing called life, buddy.
Richie. I think I've got my characters mixed up. Anyway, Bill. Bill, what's his face? Bill Hader.
Yes.
His character. He wasn't a stand up comic. He was in the book. Yeah. He was a radio personality.
Yeah, okay. But that's not too far fetched. That's, you know.
But why would they have changed that?
So that the kid can approach him and he's like in a restaurant and he could say, fuck you, kid. Like, he went off on this kid.
He did. And again, the parents were just like, Ease off my kid. Yeah. Not like, stop touching my fucking child.
Right.
Which is how I would have been, I guess, if I had them.
But I mean, it was like that.
If it was my
from
dog.
I can remember on, you know, the first part of it, the parents are very just nonchalant to what's going on in the first place in the whole town.
Well, their parents, they don't.
That's actually true.
They're just stupid.
Maybe they were doing that on fucking purpose. God damn you.
I mean, that's the only thing I remember from the first
part. Fucking theories.
I'm not poking holes. I'm still not going to go see it.
Right. No, but it's still about the execution. It just wasn't.
It didn't do it.
It felt flat.
Did not do it.
It felt flat. I'm not mad I saw it in a theater.
Same. Maybe I do go to movies to, like, be pissed off about them.
Perhaps. To pick them apart, yeah.
No, but we saw, what was it? The last one we saw. The
Last Airbender?
No.
It wasn't.
The hide and go seek movie.
Ready or not.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
That was fun. That was good.
But we went in there knowing what we were going to get.
Yeah, we went in low expectations.
Yeah. It was like, I didn't even know who that girl was. I was like, oh, that's the one
that's with Margot Robbie.
That's the one with Margot Robbie.
Not Margot Robbie.
Nah, that ain't her.
Ooh, sidebar. By the way, I watched another movie that she, the Babysitter.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was fucking awesome.
It's not bad.
Why did no one tell me about this?
We didn't put it together till halfway in the middle of the fucking movie. I'm like, oh shit, that's not Margot Robbie. Yeah.
Bro.
That's the girl from the Babysitter.
Yeah. That movie was fucking hysterical.
It was great. Yeah.
It's good.
Another great performance by a child. That one. That kid. That dude. That
in
kid.
In the Babysitter?
In the Babysitter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That kid did very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it because it reminded me of, what is it, Dale and Tucker versus Evil? It was kind of like that, but more on a, like, Satan worshiper level, obviously.
So, anyway, you see how bad that movie is? We started talking about other movies, so we stopped talking about it.
It's disappointing. It's not a total loss.
What would you give it out of 10?
Yeah, what is your rating?
A C.
Well,
you just hurt my brain.
I don't do numbers.
Okay,
that's a C out of 10.
You ever smell the color 9?
That's going to be our quote. Zero Dark Dirty Podcast gives it a C out of 10.
Yeah. Okay, out of 10. Damn, he said. So I told him earlier. I broke it down for him.
He incepted me.
I sent. Wait a minute.
Like the movie.
So he gave it a 4.4. Mm-hmm. Because it's not even good enough to be a 4.5.
Right.
I wouldn't say that. I would at least give it 4.5 out of 10.
Sure.
I'm not going to give it 5.
See, and that's the thing. I was like, is this movie halfway decent? No.
Not even halfway.
No, it's not even halfway.
Not even half of halfway.
Not even half of halfway.
4.4s for days.
Four and a half. I give this shit four and a half, man. Out of 10. I mean,
you got to pick it up from somewhere.
you had to finish it, right? There was high expectations. Yeah. I think that's what
and
it was.
Like I said,
you got these really great actors that really didn't have to act.
They didn't have to. Here's a fucking hilarious thing that happened during the movie. This kid came in, like before the movie even. Listen, you know what I'm about to say? Yes. This kid came in, and like they were looking for their seats, and me and Matt were already seated, and he walks by. He's like, oh, excuse me. Hey! You're the bartender from Boxcar. And I was like, yeah, man, what's up? And, you know, my name's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm Jordan. I say blah. His name wasn't blah, blah, blah. But
I'm sure he has a name.
Sure. I just forgot
it. We don't know.
I forgot it. So he sits down and, you know, him and his girl are over there, blah, blah, blah. Movie starts. We're all quiet. This one of the first scenes is this gay guy getting harassed by these other guys. And the other guys, like, say something to him. And then the gay guy turns around and goes, well, why don't you take your haircut back to Meg Ryan? Or give Meg Ryan back her haircut. Yeah. Or something like that. And they were like
gay burn. It was
a burn. It was a gay burn.
It was a gay burn.
And then and then two like
I got it.
Maybe like a minute.
I know who Meg Ryan is.
Maybe like
you do.
Listen.
That's the point.
maybe like a minute later, this dude who knows me from my job as a bartender taps me on my shoulder and I look at him and lean in. He goes, who is Meg Ryan? And I, like, I had four forehead veins come out. And I was like, Google it. And then later on in the movie, he's in an arcade. He's in an arcade, and the poster behind him is
You've Got Mail.
And I'm like, punch him twice in his face. And I'm like, that's Meg
you
Ryan,
see that
you
shit?
Bitch! And I spit twice in his mouth.
Yeah.
That's what happened. It's all true.
And then he moved on the other side of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But he still enjoyed the rest of the movie.
Yeah, because he's a fucking...
I mean, who else wants to get spit in the face, though?
Mouth. I spit in directly into his mouth.
Was he just sitting there and just, So anyways, you're waiting for him to just chew the popcorn.
So anyways, there's a part in the movie where Bill is... He's looking for his token, also not a thing in the book.
I think this is like the first book he's ever read that has become a movie.
It's the first book.
Happens all the time.
It's the first
book.
That
happens every time, though. Yeah.
Yeah, Ready Player One. I mean, we can go down the list.
I've ever read.
I know it. Audiobook.
Period.
Well, period. Audiobook. Yeah, you didn't read it, though.
No.
First book you ever listened to.
Yeah. I mean, we all know the same information.
Sure. Whether visually or audio, we
got the message. Yep. We all got the same message.
That's why we got a podcast, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So anyways, Bill is looking for his token. And his token is his bike, Silver, that he used to ride. Hi-ho, okay. Silver. And he finds it in the shop. And he walks into the shop. Shop owner's like, can I get for you? Bill turns around, and it's fucking Stephen King.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and so he had a little cameo in there.
He had a cameo, and I turned to him, and I like halfway through it, and I was sitting there thinking, just roasting on it, and I was like, do you think Stephen King is going to become – he's going to do like Stan Lee cameos in every single one of the Stephen King? Because you know now that off the success of these two movies, they're going to make every single – Stephen King movie again.
I feel like they already have.
They're going to do a day at Pet Sematary.
And even the
Garbage Fire.
Yeah.
Garbage Fire. God.
Oh, the new one I haven't seen.
Garbage Please Fire. Don't. Worse than this one. I give it a 2.2.
Oh, shit.
So anyways, I was like, do you think he's going to have cameos in all of his upcoming movies?
Like, yeah, he already does that.
Well, before this one, apparently he did a cameo in the original Pet Sematary where he was
What?
No. Go. Let's see what you got.
Go.
Oh, no. I mean, the original Pet Sematary. Uh-huh. He was the pastor or whatever that was at the graveyard.
Yes, he was.
And that's the only one that I remember.
He was in Creepshow.
Oh.
Obviously.
Yes.
Right.
Why obviously?
Because he had his own episode in Creepshow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Maximum Overdrive. He was in Maximum Overdrive.
Really? Did not know that.
Creepshow 2.
That was filmed in North Carolina.
Look at this shit.
He's in all these movies.
The Stand. The Langoliers.
I tried reading The Stand.
Thinner. Thinner was my shit, by the way.
Wasn't that with what's-his-face?
If you can tell me that actor's name, I will give you $500.
Xavier.
Yep.
James McAvoy.
See what you did?
All full circle.
I see. You pulled it all together. And there was a preview for, like, The Shining 2.
Oh, Dr. Sleep.
Yeah. Dr. Sleep.
Actually looks really fucking dope.
Yeah. And what is it, Thor or Thor's brother?
The guy from Trainspotting.
The guy.
Ewan McGregor.
Oh, yeah, him.
McGregor.
Him. The guy. What do you got going on over there?
Me?
Yeah.
Just nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So why don't we save the Stephen King shit for a Halloween-ish episode?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do that. So,
I want to do some, like,
yeah,
I want to
we'll
dig
actually
into that
go
one.
Through. I do like the cameo, so very nice. The only, like I said, that's the only one memorable to me was him being the. I mean, what do you call those guys? They're not. Are
He's
they still
minister.
Pastors
he,
or minister?
It's called
like when
minister.
They're at a, when
yeah.
you're at a funeral. And that was it because he's not a big fan of his own movies,
right?
And that's the thing. And
good,
I'd like to. Yeah. And I mean, you said it too. It's very hard to execute books into movies. I mean, and we definitely need an episode on that.
What
Even
was funny
Player
was,
One,
are we still doing the episode right now? Like this is going to be?
Yeah, you could chop it up. Yeah.
So,
but with the they were doing it the whole movie.
Yes, that,
they
okay,
were
that's
doing
what
it the whole. They were bullshitting.
Like they were trying to
they
set
were
up for
taking
Stephen King.
Digs about how bad the endings are.
Yeah.
Like no.
Because what's his name grew up this cutter.
Bill Dimber became a writer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were like, and
that's the Old Spice guy, the black dude.
What?
He's the Old Spice guy.
Yeah, he's the Old Spice guy.
I didn't know that.
And, like before Terry Crews.
Look at me. Now look at my horse.
Yes.
That's who is?
Dude, he's so
Michael.
Like perplexed. The black dude. That's the Old Spice guy.
Mike Hamlin. Hamlin.
You're half a black
That's
man.
Not him.
I need you
that
to get
is
it together.
Him.
That's not him.
That is him.
I fucking
he's a little chunky now.
He's chunky, boy.
I'm 100% committed to this.
And he's not bald. Ain't him.
He
ain't
is
him,
bald.
Honey.
He was bald in the Old Spice
ain't
commercials.
Him, honey. Ain't him, honey.
Say what you're going to say while I pull
okay,
this
so, shit. So he became Bill Denbro, the white man.
White.
James McAvoy is he's a writer. He became a writer, and the entire movie, they're taking jabs at his books.
That's how all his books
they're
end
great.
Like shit.
He's like everyone's like, oh yeah, your book is great. Ending sucked. Mm-hmm. Literally, even Stephen King said that in the fucking shop.
The thing is, his endings don't suck. His movies are not that great. So the that's movie. Why we need to get into books, that for another episode.
The books are great. The book was amazing. Mm-hmm. But even the
this
way
dude, it's the motherfucking, that's the Old Spice guy.
That ain't the goddamn Old Spice guy. It is the goddamn Old Spice guy.
Before Terry Crews started doing it,
yeah,
that was him. And I think he's still doing Old Spice commercials.
He pops up every now and then.
Yeah, he pops up every now and again. They put,
they he didn't put have some, any facial hair.
They put some fucking, they put some fucking.
Damn it, I need to get a fat camera
face.
So I can record this.
They put
this.
Some fat face on him or some shit.
I don't
shit.
Think they did. I think he's just, living comfortably.
He eating good.
I'm definitely going to put that Old Spice sample in here.
Hello, ladies. How are you? Fantastic. Does your man look like me? No. Can he smell like me? Yes.
I'll definitely have these two gentlemen back for the Stephen King full episode. But that is your review for It Chapter 2.
Don't go see it.
Wait for Netflix or HBO.
Redbox, that
motherfucker. I'm kidding. Go see it.
Wait for somebody else to bring it over on Redbox.
There you go. And there you go.
It. Or you can always illegally download it, but we don't really
support
that.
No, we don't.
That.
No, you can't. You can't fucking do that, you bastard.
Oh. If you do get caught illegally downloading stuff, you can always contact our lawyer.
Andrew Newman.
Attorney at law.
Jesus Christ. I gotta go to work. Oh,
and as always, check out the website, popculturepodcast.com. All your news, notes, entertainment, info, everything you need on the planet, literally on our website, popculturepodcast.com. Courtesy of Zipster, that's Z-I-B-S-T-E-R. And that's it.
All right. Be sure to eat ass.
That's the best rap ever.
I'm not sure I can co-sign that. I don't know.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.